Brother, you've learned well. You're expert at Wu-Tang.
Yule, you had to suffer a lot. Otherwise, you'd never have mastered Qin Kang and the Wu-Tang sword skills.
Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. I like to cover topics from ancient history, great leaders and generals from the past, and I also like to talk about self-realization, truth, critical thinking, and strategic spirituality. Outside the box, nonconformist. I'm here to shatter the myths of the mainstream media and the beta sheeple narrative. Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. My email address is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. Let's start the show. Welcome back to the podcast. The question I have today is, why has the history of our first human civilization been covered up? Our educational system, mainstream media, and written history never mention mankind's origins, true origins, and where we learned everything from written language to modern-day calendar, education system, mathematics, even beer. Why has all of this been covered up? Over 6,000 years ago, the Sumerians created our modern-day calendar. A calendar based off lunar cycles originates from the Sumerians. That is the 28-day lunar cycle. The Sumerians even created the modern-day way of tracking time itself. The 60-12 base counting system, used for measuring hours, minutes, and seconds, which is also utilized in basic mathematics, and geometry for measuring degrees, angles, minutes, seconds. The Sumerians also created the first writing system altogether, which is known as cuneiform writing. And this was an advanced writing system that even utilized pictographs, which one symbol could represent the whole sentence. And none of this is required testing or learning from our modern day educational system. It's all been covered up. And the question is why? If you go through any history textbook all the way through high school, you might see three or four sentences just touching on the subject of the Sumerians. The Sumerians are the creator of the wheel. This is the true cradle of civilization, the Fertile Crescent, Mesopotamia. And we haven't found out about this civilization up until about 150 years ago when it was discovered. The clay tablets and the writing and the art and the civilization itself. This area is known as modern-day Iraq today. In Ashurbanipal, they found over 30,000 ancient tablets with all types of educational writing, recipes, references to business contracts, and just all types of advanced civilization artifacts, art, religion, science. It's amazing. And they also discovered these huge, huge statues of winged bulls, which were referred to as the Anunnaki, which literally translated those from heaven to earth came. And in these clay tablets, we can see them referencing many of their inventions, such as glass, the wheel, ceramic pottery, sailboats. They even set the platform for modern agriculture with the invention of the plow and the seed sowing machine. First sewer systems, canals, and irrigation systems, even maps that they used for trade routes that reached all the way out to Pakistan. And this is 3,000 years prior to the Silk Road, which the Silk Road is taught in schools today. However, somehow we don't teach the ancient Sumerian contributions to our culture, although give them credit for the origins of our modern-day civilization, which I do not understand. And this Sumerian trade systems created an explosion of culture. They were the first to utilize jewelry, cosmetics, and as I said, even beer. There's an ancient clay Sumerian tablet that has a recipe for 40 different types of beers. I guess they were the first microbrewery also. They created musical instruments such as the harp, the flute, the drums. Just amazing. Now, of course, there were other cultures parallel that, you know, created their own type of instruments and possibly some type of simple form of writing. But from what we can track, all of this was happening simultaneously 6,000 years ago in ancient Sumeria or modern-day Iraq, all at the same time, in the same space, in the same culture. And one very, very interesting fact is, as you read their ancient writings, they give credit to a lot of these advanced developments, not to an ancient king or inventor, but to something that they refer to as the Anunnaki, which again is translated as those from heaven to earth came. And there's a writer that covered this in great length by the name of Zachariah Sitchin. Now, I'm not trying to surmise or conclude that, you know, ancient aliens created the pyramids and built the pyramids, but there's obviously something going on here that's being hidden from us and something that, for some reason, is being covered up. This is something that, you know, you should really look into and do some research into from different sources so you can draw your own conclusions, you know, connect the dots, apply some critical thinking, and see, you know, what really was transpiring back 6,000 years ago, which contributed to our own modern-day civilization. Now, some people conclude that these Anunnaki were angels or gods, but let's see what the Sumerians themselves had to say about the Anunnaki. One of the stories that they have is a story about the Great Flood, which every culture has a history, either verbal or passed down verbally or written, of a great flood that covered the earth. And scientifically, this has been proven through ice core samples and geology and many scientific parameters that were laid down that discovered that there was at one point a great flood that covered the whole earth. And they have this in their written history. And there's one specific clay tablet that's very interesting because it depicts our actual solar system with the sun in the middle and the planets, you know, circling the sun. And also in this clay tablet, and actually the planets that are depicted there are depicted in the right proportion. And then in addition, there's also what they term an Anunnaki sitting there with them, and I guess he's either teaching or disseminating information to them in this clay tablet. And in the description, I'll have a picture of it. But this is all available on YouTube. There's so many videos and, you know, forums and so much information online about this currently today, you know, thanks to the internet and to the explosion of knowledge and understanding that we have, and we're lucky to have these days available to us, which is a tremendous tool for you to grow, learn, and have a true understanding of our actual history and, you know, how we came to arrive where we are today. And you really need to take advantage of this and do your own research and compare your facts, one source to another, and draw your own conclusions. As I said, connect the dots and get a true understanding of all this. And this is over 5,000 years before Copernicus had an understanding or discovered how the planets orbited the sun. 5,000 years before him. And there's actually a website that's called SitchinIsWrong.com. And what they try to do is refute everything that he's written down and all of his discoveries and his theories. And basically what they did was looked at one clay tablet and surmised that from whatever was depicted on the clay tablet that everything that he said was wrong, which is ridiculous. And the rationale that was used to refute Sitchin was that on the written tablet itself, it doesn't reference planets, but the planets are depicted on that tablet. So that's, again, it doesn't make any sense. Basically, they're just trying to rewrite history to fit their own narrative. You know what? You can keep your own narrative. I want actual true history and truth. They also talk about a 10th planet called Nibiru, which is where the Anunnaki came from. And I do understand that some of this sounds kind of far-fetched, fantasy, and out there, but don't just dismiss it. Look into it and see, you know, what you can gather from the facts. And it's funny, but recently, modern science actually did detect a planet that has an odd elliptical orbit. And I believe every 3,600 years, it kind of comes within range of us. And this is basically 40 years after Zachariah Sitchin proclaimed that this planet existed. So modern science is beginning to, you know, it's kind of difficult for them to refute some of these facts. They were also aware of the tilt of the Earth, and that's 1 degree every 72 years. And that's a mathematical, you know, complicated mathematical equation that you'd have to be able to measure that and have an understanding of that. And this is thousands of years before the Mayans. And it's interesting that the Mayans also knew this too. And the story of Moses is equivalent to their King Sargon of Akkad, which runs parallel to the story of Moses. And today, we still have tens of thousands of these clay tablets that they've written back then. And for the most part, a few of them were, you know, deciphered about 150 years ago. And for the most part, they've been sitting there dormant, collecting dust. Well, Zachariah Sitchin, a few years back, about 40 years ago, did translate some of them, which he's written and documented in his books. But it's sad that this information is just sitting there, like I said, collecting dust, when this is our true history and our true origins. Again, so the question is, why are they hiding this history and these truths from us? And it's funny, a lot of the secret societies today, such as the Freemasons, the Rosicrucians, the Illuminati, or whatever terms you want to use, because those are all just labels, but they refer right back to these ancient civilizations, the writings of the Egyptians, the Babylonians, the Sumerians, and they refer right back to these the knowledge of these ancient cultures with the geometry, the mathematics, and again, the teachings that they have, which is the foundation of what their belief system is. And I'm not going to make a judgment call on all secret societies and stuff, because it's that's very subjective, and that's something that you have to look into for yourselves, because people make their own decisions, whether for good or evil, and that's duality and the duplicity of our existence. And, you know, if you are living in a right way, then you're going to be living by natural law. And natural law dictates that, you know, good is good and evil is evil. And we need to pursue the path that is righteous and that is good, and to do no harm to others. And that's just a simple fact of karma. So people that convince themselves that, you know, by doing evil that, you know, this is okay and this is acceptable, that's just solipsism, where you believe that you dictate your own truth and your own reality. And as long as it's true and right for yourself, then it's good and right. And that's actually a satanic way of looking at things. That's what they believe. They believe in the self, and just to glorify and to enhance and benefit the self. And to some degree, they, you know, some of them even actually believing in hurting other people and doing harm to improve themselves, or to, you know, to show their power. But that's just pure evil, you know, through natural law. And there's a guy, Mark Passio, he talks a lot about natural law. Guy's really good, actually, Mark Passio. And Alan Watt, he's pretty good too. A bunch of people out there. But yeah, there's an absolute good and there's an absolute evil, and we make our own choices. So I guess I'm blending in some spirituality into this history, but, you know, we make our own choices and we need to follow natural law, which dictates, you know, not to harm others and just to do well and incur good karma in this existence. So I'm going to leave you on that note. Again, if you have any thoughts, show topics, or comments, you can reach out to me at alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. Namaste, and thank you for listening.